You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis, hearing his Regina Caeli address, recalled his visit the day before to the Greek island of Lesbos, thanking all those who'd accompanied him on the journey with their prayers. He said to the refugees and to the Greek people, "I brought the solidarity of the Church. With me were the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew and Archbishop Hieronymus of Athens and of all Greece to signify the unity and charity of all the disciples of the Lord." At the Regina Caeli, the Holy Father also spoke about the day's gospel, where Jesus describes himself as the Good Shepherd. Christopher Wells has more.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
At the Regina Caeli on Sunday, Pope Francis spoke about the day's gospel, where Jesus describes himself as the Good Shepherd. In his reflection, Pope Francis said the words of Jesus, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me," help us to understand that no one can call himself a follower of Jesus if he does not listen to his voice.
E questo ascoltare non va inteso in modo superficiale.
Listening to Jesus, the Pope continued, does not mean hearing in a superficial way, but engaging with the Lord's words in order to come to a generous following, expressed in the words, "and they follow me." This listening, the Pope continued, means listening with our hearts and not just with our ears.
L'immagine del pastore e delle pecore.
The image of the shepherd and the sheep, the Pope continued, indicates the close relationship that Jesus wants to establish with each one of us. He is our guide, our teacher, our friend, our model, but above all, he is our Savior. When Jesus goes on to say, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one can take them out of my hand,"
queste parole ci comunicano un senso.
The Pope said, these words communicate to us a sense of absolute security and of immense tenderness. Our life is fully secure in the hands of Jesus and the Father, which are one single thing, one unique love, a unique mercy, revealed once for all in the sacrifice of the cross. It is at the Eucharistic table, Pope Francis said, that this mystery is renewed. It is there that the sheep are gathered to nourish themselves. It is there that they become one thing between themselves and with the Good Shepherd. The Holy Father reminded us that nothing and no one can take us out of the hands of Jesus, because no one can overcome his love.
Perché niente e nessuno può vincere il suo amore. L'amore di Gesù è invincibile.
The love of Jesus is invincible. Although the devil, the evil one as the Pope called him, attempts to take eternal life from us, he can do nothing if we do not open to him the doors of our hearts, following his deceitful enticements. As usual, Pope Francis concluded his reflection by turning to Mary, the Mother of God, who listened to and docilely followed the voice of the Good Shepherd. He prayed, "May she help us to welcome with joy the invitation of Jesus to become his disciples and to live always in the certainty of being in the paternal hands of the Father." I'm Christopher Wells.